I was asked the following question. If you can't eat by mouth and you're fed puree food through a feeding tube from the nose to the stomach, do you make a bracha on it? So we're talking about a birchas ananim. You would make a bracha if you benefit from it. So are you benefiting from this food that's going through a feeding tube? It may depend. Is the bracha on hanas hachech or hanas grono, the benefit that you get from your palate or from your throat? Or is it hanas meyav, the benefit you get from your stomach? The Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuras, Perek Yudad, Halacha Gimel, says that if you ate, let's say, half a kazayis of forbidden food, then you spit it up. And then you eat another half a kazayis of forbidden food, or maybe that same food that you spit up, you would be chayef. Because you had, the chiyuv is the obligation, the liability is on hanas agar and bichazayis midavar aser. It's on deriving benefit from your throat deriving benefit with a kazayis of forbidden food. So you did. You had a half a kazayis, you spit it up, and you had again a half a kazayis. So by iser, we rule that we follow hanas grono, the benefit of the throat. In the Tshuva Pani Meiros Chelak Beis Simon Chavzayin, he writes that it's true that, he says that when it comes to bracha achrona, if you eat a half a kazayis and you spit it up, and then you eat another half a kazayis, same, and then you spit it up, you don't make a bracha achrona. And therefore, because we don't learn achila of birchos hananim from achila of isurim. When it comes to the iser, you're not allowed to get any benefit, even hanas grono, even the hana of your throat. But when it comes to, that's the key. But when it comes to eating, to make a bracha on eating, what does the pasuk say? It says, v'chalta v'savata, you should eat and be satiated. So the rabbis understand that the hana, based on this obligation of v'chalta v'savata, that the hana has to be hanas me'ayin. All you need is hana of your stomach, and therefore sevi is only with a full stomach. Therefore, if you eat and spit it up, you would never make a bracha achrona. And so based on the panim me'iros, that's the case where you spit it up the food. So but that means you hold by the hana of the stomach. And therefore, in our case, it would seem that he would hold that as long as you get benefit from the stomach, you're fed through a feeding tube, even if there's no hanaz garon, then you would make a bracha achrona. That's what it would seem like. The Beis Yosef cites the Sefer Ohel Moed, and he says that... Oh, I'm sorry. And then the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Yud cites a Sefer Ohel Moed, Shar HaBrachos Derech Aleph Nesiv Dalet, and he says that you need to have Hanas Achech, or the taste of your mouth, for you to be Chayav. And the Beis Yosef disagrees, and he says, I hold like the Panim Meiros, and I think that when it comes to a bracha, doesn't depend on the taste of your tongue, your chech, but it depends on achila, and achila is hanas me'ayin. And he said it's like the rush also. So he thinks that we follow hanas me'ayin, and therefore, and just like for bracha achrona, we follow hanas me'ayin, so also bracha rishona, we also follow hanas me'ayin. And that would seem to mean, according to Beis Yosef, it would seem to mean that if you're fed through a feeding tube, then you should make a bracha on it. But the Chalkos Yaakov says there's another reason, though, why you shouldn't make a bracha. Even if you hold that hanas me'ayim, you would require a bracha in theory, he says that the Chalkos Yaakov in Or Chaim Simon Nun Beis, he says that the bracha was only established on achila. And the definition of achila is only derech hapeh lemeyav. It's by way of the mouth to the stomach. Uksheinu derech hapeh lo mikre achila. And when it's not by way of the mouth, it's not called achila. So he wants to argue that, yeah, you need hana'ah in order to make a bracha, but you also need achila. And the definition of achila, even if hana is only hanas me'ayim, but the derech achila, but achila is derech achila, is by way of the mouth, and therefore he would say that you would not make a bracha. And in the Sefer Vezosa Bracha, so it seems that that's the dominant view. It's also the view of Rav Yashiv and others, that someone who is fed puree food through a feeding tube would not make a bracha on it. I will point out that the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelak Gimel Siman Yudches cites the Levushi Mordechai, who disagreed. He ruled that he's concerned that maybe Hanas Me'ayin, that maybe you would have to make a bracha. So he says that he may not agree the svar of it's not being derech achila. Maybe he says as long as you're getting Hanas Me'ayin, you should be chayev to make a bracha. So he says the Yerei Shemayim is being fed by a tube, should try to find someone who's eating at the same time to be motzi him with his own birchas ananim. Even though normally speaking we don't do that, here this is a shasat chak, a pressing circumstance, so therefore it's permitted to do so. So I think the mainstream view is that someone who's fed through a feeding tube does not make a bracha, even though there is hanas me'ayin, it's not derech achila, and that seems to be the dominant view. But there is a minority view that if you get someone else to make a bracha, and the same bracha as you are, you know, eating the food, then you can answer amen before you eat the food.